The Run Home with Ox and Marco. Got something you'd like to put your foot down about? Call the Bendix Soapbox on 9429 1116. Bendix, the best known brake pads. Ask your mechanic to fit Bendix brake pads at your next service.
Pick 31, is he kidding me?
You either DLS or just tough it up.
He doesn't seem to have been treated very well.
I'm one really frustrated reporter.
He reeks of desperation from even before the trading period commenced.
This is just a bloody disgrace.
Righto, make us laugh, and we're going to create a Hard Hitters Hall of Fame on the back of Shane Mumford retiring today. Let's get straight to the caller. Sean is first up in Beaconsfield. G'day, Shawnee.
Hey, lads. How you going?
Going well, Sean.
I want to talk about St Kilda, but I'm still upset about the domestic cricket not being shown on the TV.
You've made that clear to us in the past, Sean.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, we get it. We're hearing you, Sean, but we got no pull in that area, but the internet is your only friend.
Just go to cricket.com.au and push the button that says you can watch it.
No worries. Right. Now, take this to the bank. Mm-hmm. St Kilda will finish in the bottom four.
Why?
Oh, come on, Sean. Why so pessimistic?
They've done no recruiting and lost their two best players to retirement.
Oh, Rewalt gone, yeah. Joey. Montegna, yeah, gone. Mm-hmm. But I don't see them being in the bottom four, Sean. Righto. If you think the Saints are going to be in the bottom four, let us know. If you want to whack Sean, let us know. If you want to help him find the cricket on cricket.com.au, let us know. Steve's in Taylor's Hill. G'day, Stevie.
Hello, boys. How are you?
Yeah, good, Steve.
I got a hard hitter from yesteryear.
Yes.
Roger Merritt.
Oh, they did call him the hitman, didn't they?
He had the sharpest. Hitman. Did he have the sharpest elbows in the history of the game, Steve?
Yeah, he was a pretty tough man.
He had pointy knees too.
G. Ablett Senior wasn't far behind him.
Yeah, he was G. Ablett was dirty. He was seriously dirty.
He was a dirty player. When you could be dirty and still be a star.
And if he hit you, he didn't even look back at you.
Didn't even care.
No, he knew. If he hit you, he knew he'd hit you.
Do you think if there were mobile phones around when he was playing that he would have sent you a text message in hospital just to see how your kidneys were feeling?
Yeah, he would have given an emoji with one finger up. That's what he would have done. Maybe. He would have been the emoji king.
I reckon you would have been sitting in your hospital bed. Gary Ablett. And there would have been a thumbs down.
Thumbs down or Larry Bird coming your way.
Good on you, Stevie. Thanks for your call. Mick's next in Narre Warren. G'day, Mick.
G'day, boys. How are we?
Oh, we're great, Mick.
Good, Mick.
That's the way. Just before I get on the soapbox, I thought of you when I heard about all those Melbourne deals, mate. You would be livid, wouldn't you?
I wasn't happy with Jack Watts.
A backman for two first-round draft picks. Two possible Dusties and Dangerfield for a guy that could hardly intercept on grand final day, mate.
What's your point, Mick?
Anyway, that's all I want to rank for, Ox.
Oh, thanks.
Adam Treloar.
Yes.
Now, I'm sick of people having to go at this kid, right?
Me too, Mick. I'm with you.
He's one of ours, right? One of ours. People are just going to get off his case. The reason he really went to Collingwood and not Richmond was he knew he couldn't get a game, boys, at Tigerland, and that's how it's going to be.
Oh, Mick. I thought you were with me there for a second, Mick.
Mick's a tiger.
I thought you were there with me for a second, Mick.
You fell in for it beautifully.
Rotten. You're a rat, Mick. That's what you are. You're a rat.
Nice.
Yeah. Andrew.
He might not have got a game towards the end.
Come on.
He might not have.
Andrew is in Doncaster. G'day, Andy.
G'day, boys. You did get sucked in there, mate, didn't you?
Oh, I was cooked.
Hardest hitter of all time. Can't go past the old North Melbourne bloke, Byron Pickett.
Ooh, and Melbourne player and Port player.
Yeah, that's right. And I reckon Jack Zeeble, he might have been the hard hitter before Mummy was known as the hard hitter in the comp.
Byron Pickett, pound for pound, was a wrecking machine.
There were some of his hits of yesteryear, if they happened in 2017, he may well have got 10 weeks.
Yep. He, when he hit, it was a thud. It was a...
Yeah, and he was really accelerating, was he? Yep. There was no slowdown. It wasn't even a constant pace.
His last two steps were exploding towards the target.
Yes,
he was. It was like 70%, 80%.
Wow!
10%.
He was.
Oh, yeah.
Thank God he's not around anymore.
Oh, he is.
God. Yeah, thanks, Andy. Jimmy's next in Glen Waverley. G'day, Jimmy.
G'day, boys. Jimmy. Just on that Roger Merritt, yeah. The rumour was that Kevin Sheedy started that rumour just to fire him up. So
no, it was when he went to Brizzy, wasn't it? Isn't that when it really...
No, he was a hitman when he was in Essendon.
Yeah.
But anyway...
He was good at the Bears, though. I tell you, he did wonders for the Bears. If Merritt wasn't where, if he didn't play for the Bears when they got it started, basically, that could have been a real even bigger mess.
All over Red Rover, and that's why they named the middle after him.
Mm.
But I'm trying to win some golf balls for me mate Dino from Thunbury. You know that bloke you were talking about? Well, I've got a song for him. That bloke that counts and whatever.
Yeah, right.
It goes like this. I'm not very good at singing, so I apologise.
Okay.
It's like. My pot is worth my life, I count both ways. My pot is worth my life, I count both ways. There you go, boys. Bit of fun.
Can we get him some balls?
Yeah, we've got him some balls.
We'll get you some balls,
Jimmy.
A couple
of sleeves, Jimmy.
Jimmy, if you come in next week and we don't have golf balls for you, I'll give you some golf balls from a golf bag, all right?
What? Practice okay. We'll use
good
ones.
On you, mate.
No, brand newy.
Oh, brand newy.
TP5s.
Nice. So you give you a bunch of second-hand
no.
Golf balls. Thought you generous bloke, you.
I tell you, my second handies aren't looking too bad. I'm still in the habit of putting them all away. So every time I finish, I empty my bag and I've got six practice bags full of balls.
Well, I just
at the
gave
moment.
Two bags to Kevy.
Well, I usually give them. Yeah, did you? Two yeah, bags to Kev.
Well, he lives up on course, so you can use them.
Okay, I've got to give them to the juniors at Kingston. That's what
you
I've got to
give
do.
Give them to your son and let him belt them down the paddock.
Yeah, it's not a bad idea either. Scott's on the road. G'day, Scotty.
Hey boys, how are you?
Yeah, good, Scotty. Good.
I've had me thunderstorm, fellas. I was ringing up for the hardest hitter of all time.
Who?
I'm a cult man. Gary Ablett Sr. There's only one bloke I've ever seen that's hurt the Dominator. He didn't get hurt too easy, but I saw him crawl off over the boundary line one day after Ablett fixed him up, and no one hit harder than him. He was as tough as he's ever been.
I was at the MCG, and I'll never forget this, when Sean White was playing on Gary Ablett,
yep.
And I was rucking at the time, and I've gone down back, and I watched his ball come over my head towards and Gary, and it went out towards the boundary line, and the ball popped up, and Sean was in front, because Sean had superior pace over Gary.
Yeah. Did he? Once they got going? Or not from the kick.
Yeah, Sean was lightning. Anyway, ball popped up and Gary hit him and I thought, he's dead. Like, he's dead. Yes. He didn't move. It didn't hit him in the head, but hit him in the body, and he hit him that hard. It just took every last breath of wind out of him and had to go off. I don't think he even came back on for the rest of the day.
Well, I'll tell you, one of our mates, Daniel Harford, he reckons that Langford saved his life one day. He reckons that Ablett, he said Ablett whooshed past him, and his hair moved. That he was so close. He said and Langers just got a little elbow to him and just got him out of the way, just nudged him.
Gee.
Nudged him. Otherwise, Daniel Harford may well be dead.
And he may not have any hair left.
I don't think he does anymore.
No, he hasn't got much.
He hasn't even got eyebrows, I don't think. That's how he's going.
He hasn't lost his eyebrow hair. His eyebrow hairs are falling out too.
Yep.
He's in trouble.
He's struggling with the follicles. Oh, Daniel Huffin. Cameron's on the road. G'day, Camo.
Hey, fellas. How are you? Happy Friday.
Oh, good on you, Cam. We love Fridays.
Just a couple of quick points. First of all, the Melbourne support on yesterday who took up three callers, give him a timer like Snapper. He needs one.
Oh, Chris from Camberwell. Yep, we've got him on the clock from now on.
No, he's on a two-question limit.
We asked 11 during that question.
11. Can we replay Chris's
no,
call?
We haven't got 15 minutes.
And just put the little ding after each question? Because I think there was 11 questions.
We like Chris, though. He's a good fella.
Yeah, if you can package it up with the little dinger, that'd be great. Mm. Go on, Kemp.
Hardest hitters of all time. Can't go past Barry Hall. He's got a good record lately.
Staker. He presents... What medal does he present every year? I didn't see that coming medal.
Yep.
So Brent Staker comes on at the end of the season, Camo, and he presents that medal to this day. Right on.
All right.
That's dazzled you, hasn't it, Cam?
Finally for you. Yeah. A woman this morning on the way to work, I had to tell her, pull over, you've hit a wood duck. It's alive, it's hanging out your grill. So she pulled over, I pulled it out, and the duck flooded away, and he said, thanks, mate. I said, no worries, Joel, have a good one.
Oh,
for goodness sakes.
Okay.
Cameron.
pretty piss poor effort. That.
Yeah, that was.
Well
Camo.
Played, Dosbag. Welcome God. Back to the show.
Thank you, Cameron. Seriously. Greg's next in Werribee. G'day, Gregory.
G'day, guys. How you going?
Good Greg. Good.
Hardest hitters, I would think that Gavin Brown, and it's a name that doesn't pop up, but Ted Whitten used to say pound for pound, he would be the hardest going around, and he was always the second pick, apart from the captain for the Vics.
Mm-hmm.
And yep. Darren Mullane wasn't too bad on the old working out either.
I reckon I'd prefer to be hit by
Gavin Brown
than Darren Mullane. Yeah,
because yep. I reckon Gavin Brown would hit you. He'd be looking at
Fair.
You.
Yeah,
and maybe come from this. I reckon Darren Mullane might get you from any angle.
Yeah, he's sneaky.
He's a little. What was the big one? What was the big hit he did? Who was the person
Mullane?
That popped
out?
Yeah.
Oh, mate. So I was, during the Mullane
it was the front
heyday,
one where
I was away.
He hit him with his breasts. Like it was a front arm one.
Oh, that's being mummified.
Yeah, he did. He almost mummified somebody with his breasts.
It's unusual.
It is unusual, but you've got to have breasts to be able to mummify someone with your breasts.
Just starting to think about the mummification process right now.
Yep.
Yeah, there's being not hit with
John
breasts.
Ironmonger used to be able to mummify people.
Did he?
Oh, yeah, he put his arms around them and just squeezed them like a boa constrictor.
There's a few on Baywatch that might have been good at mummifying people too, I reckon.
On Baywatch?
Yeah.
Like who? The Hoff.
Last call. Billy is in Torquay. G'day, Billy. Yeah, talking about, Ox? Get with the program.
Ox, love your show.
Good on you, Bill.
Billy.
Golf story for you.
Yeah, good.
Mate and I were having our annual monthly golf game grudge match.
Mm.
All even after 9 at Point Lonsdale. Bloke up our backside. We decided to call him on.
Yeah.
My draw turned into a hook.
Oh, no.
And then it turned into a duck hook.
Oh, no.
Just getting worse and worse, and on the 18th, I was getting done. I let out an expletive about Tea Tree at Point Lonsdale, and he came up to me and said, "There's no Tea Tree in the middle of the fairway. It's the closest I've come to thumping someone on a golf course."
I reckon you probably could have. I reckon you deserved a free one after that, Billy. I reckon you deserved a freebie.
You know, I hate calling people through.
Why? That's etiquette in golf.
No, no, but you know what? If people are catching up to me, they're cheating. I'm a fast golfer, Marco.
Yeah,
you know that.
I know.
I don't take any... If they catch... I don't like calling them through because they put... It's just too much pressure.
Why are we playing Kingswood Country? Why?
Doo-doo.
The last Holden was made today, Ox.
Oh.
In Australia. Are they still where are they making Holdens now?
In Germany.
They're making Holdens in Germany?
Yep.
I didn't know that. It's sad, though.
Ted Bullpit.
What a man.
Probably not fit for TV these days.
There would not be one episode you could play on TV these days. Not one.
Nope. $100 prize voucher for the Woodlands Hotel, 84 to 88 Sydney Road, Coburg. Thewoodlandshotel.com.au for all bookings. We'll give that to Jimmy in Glen Waverley. Well done to you, Jimmy.
Well done, Jimmy. That was the Bendix Brakes Soapbox. At your next car service, ask your mechanic to fit Bendix Brakes. Don't accept anything else.
The Run Home with Ox and Marco. 3-7 weekdays on 1116 SEN. Melbourne's home of footy.